This is Passport to Texas. Water quality in Texas has improved from last century, but increasing demand coupled with current drought conditions means we have less of it. Andrew Sansom, executive director of the River Systems Institute at Texas State University, leads a team of 2,000 volunteers called the Stream Team. These concerned citizens signed on to track Texas water quality.
Our waters, from a quality standpoint, are much better than they were a generation ago. The waters in Texas were far more polluted in the 50s and 60s than they are today. The principal issue that we're facing today is an issue of quantity, because we're essentially running out of it. And the more our population grows, the worse this drought becomes, the more acute that problem will be.
Now, if you take a look at the U.S. Geological Survey website, you'll find a map of the United States, a map with dots representing current stream flow. The redder the dot, the more stream flow is below average. Take a look at Texas and you'll see it is covered with dark red dots.
Today, the hill country of Texas is in the most extreme drought conditions in the United States. You can see the evidence of the drought in the hill country anywhere you look.
We're nearing drought of record proportions. All citizens can make a difference by reducing water use in the home and the landscape. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.